share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It's astonishing that the relevant authorities are yet to speak out about this. The nation is still in anger over the unsolved death of Gunapati, a 40-year-old man who spent 12 days in police custody from the 24th of February to the 8th of March to assist with investigations into his siblings' alleged crimes. The man who trades cow's milk for a living was allegedly brutally beaten by the police with a rubber hose. Mr. Shankar Ganesh, who has been loyally standing by the family's side, revealed in a Facebook video yesterday, the 29th of April, that he and the family's lawyer, Datuk K. Ganesh, went to receive the autopsy report along with Dr. Kamalanathan. Datuk Ganesh said that after a grueling 3 hours with the pathologist, he was reassured that he's looking at a very strong case. Today we went to forensic department to get the results of Gunapati's autopsy. It was honestly very disturbing to see 300 over autopsy pictures, but we had to see to know the truth. Watch the video to know the updates. With Datuk Ganesha Lingam Kanagaratnam, Dr. Kamalanathan, Malar Malar and Asp Selva. Thank you to forensic department for being honest in the name of law and order. Hash Funky Shankar. Posted by Shankar Ganesh Funky Shankar on Thursday, April 29, 2021. I'm able to fathom up what happened to our late Gunapati. I will definitely go all out to bring justice for Gunapati and his family. Our main motive, as what was requested by Gunapati's mother, is that this should never happen to anybody else. Dr. Kamalanathan said that the late Gunapati had a very bad infection due to his injuries, which he succumbed to due to his diabetes as well. As a final message after those three traumatizing hours, Shankar said that he and Datuk Ganesh are going to have trouble sleeping after what they saw. Never stop letting Malaysians know that hashtag justice for Gunapati isn't just a passing trend. Not only Gunapati but every other underrepresented Malaysian who died in police custody deserve justice. Also read, how many Gunapatis have to die in police custody until the government takes notice? Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.